Data report, CIUT 89.5 FM. In the minutes we have remaining, I want to read an item which is, to my mind, pertinent to how Canadian politics fails time and time again to serve the interests of the Canadian people. On Wednesday, July the 15th, the Globe and Mail reported Donald Trump explaining the U.S. position on Huawei, and he said this at a press conference on Tuesday. Mr. Trump took credit for getting other governments to block Huawei. We convinced many countries, and I did this myself for the most part, not to use Huawei because we think it's unsafe, an unsafe security risk, a big security risk, Mr. Trump said. I talked many countries out of using it. If they want to do business with us, they can't use it. That's what they say, end item. The leader of the most important country on earth, according to all U.S. politicians, from Obama to Bush to Trump, most important country on earth, says you can't have Huawei. It's big security risk, they say. Please, please remember that there isn't any evidence. They never produce any evidence. Meanwhile, Facebook, Google, all the other gang, they do anything that they're told to spy on people, to give the U.S. authorities to do what they want. And that's evidence. They say so. The Huawei has been looked at for a long time. In fact, we have no evidence. All we have is the thing that allegedly we laugh at, which is that the security people tell us. You remember, and there's just no getting around it, the security people told us that Saddam Hussein possessed nuclear weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction. Colin Powell embarrassed himself in front of the whole world. Who was the authority? U.S. intelligence. There was a famous quote of the CIA chief at the time, because Bush said he had asked him, I think his name was Gates. He said, oh, it's a slam dunk, the evidence. Well, the war came and went. There were no weapons of mass destruction, but what got destructed was Iraq. Thousands and thousands of people died. And most of it from aerial assault by the U.S. because the Iraqis, of course, couldn't defend themselves from the U.S. invasion. Anyway, we're talking about the big lesson that all liberals told us they had learned. Oh, you don't trust the intelligence. You're supposed to ask for evidence. Okay, where's the damned evidence? It doesn't exist. Where is the evidence? Nothing. But Trump can wave his hand and he can say this. And basically, by the way, I mean, he's also saying, who cares about evidence? You're going to do it, because if you don't, you're going to have big trouble with the man, as they say. And he's the swaggering leader of the number one country, America First. And if it's America First, that means Canada doesn't have sovereignty. If you accept a partnership with him, and Brian Mulroney says we have to have a partnership. Well, okay. You bought it. Which is why Meng Wanzhou was arrested in Canada. And the Globe and Mail way of treating that is to say, oh, the two Michaels are being held in China because they were arrested sometime later in China. They say we have to do something about the two Michaels. Well, and they say that they're languishing in prison, and then they say, and Meng Wanzhou lives in a mansion. That's right, she can't go home. She's stuck in Vancouver, and she committed no crime in Canada, and Canada never claimed she did. But we grabbed her and held her on behalf of Mr. Bolton. How do we know? Mr. Bolton told us himself that he was visiting here, and Canadian journalists licked his shoes practically, admiring him, because now he's turned on his master. But he said that they did that. And of course, Canada held this person. She had not committed any offense. The two Michaels are accused of an actual offense inside China They're accused of espionage. I assume we have the common law system. We presume innocence. However, they have been formally charged. And China says it's their law, and their law was broken, and they intend to enforce their law. So if people are going to talk about this, try to keep everything in mind, that this all began with a whim from Trump of how he could shut down Huawei and make Canada obey. And the way he did it was to say, I want you to arrest this woman who has committed no crime in your country. And Canada did it. And so you don't actually have an equivalent situation. You slapped a good friend of somebody who wanted to do business with you, and you said you want to do business with them. You slapped them pretty hard, which made them suspicious of other people from your country. That's the way it works. This needs to be talked about more candidly. You won't find it being done in Canadian journalism. This is the Taylor Report, where you will hear about it. Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. We'll see you next week.
CIUT 89.5, Toronto.
Scano Swagwego, that means hello everyone. Iswatundage, you are all listening to CIUT Wadranota. You're listening to CIUT Radio 89.5 Nicantro. It is placed at the frequency of 89.5.